Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Just west of the gravel highway, an author brought his book to life. The first two pages he left empty. The third one said, "This is to my wife." He left his book unpublished for many, many years till it was time. He finally brought it out to meet the public, but nobody seemed to want to buy. So off he went to the library and gave it up so eagerly. I do not wanna ever gotta see that book. I do not wanna ever gotta see that book. I do not wanna ever gotta see that book anymore. On the stacks the book was lonely despite the others on his shelf. Nobody liked his cover's color, and soon he began to hate himself. Oh, why did somebody have to write me? I was happy as a tree. I do not wanna ever gotta be no book. I do not wanna ever gotta be no book. I do not wanna ever gotta be no book anymore. Oh, why did somebody have to write me? I was happy as a tree. I do not wanna ever gotta be no book. I do not wanna ever gotta be no book. I do not wanna ever gotta be no book anymore. The kid was happy on his birthday. The family was poor as they could be. The folks had found the thrifty places, the nickel sale at the library. He ripped it open quickly, just to heed the needed speed. He hoped the little book would last forever. He didn't even know how to read. He's gonna learn to read that book. Oh, he's gonna learn to read that book. He's gonna learn to read that book. Oh, dad do dad do dad do dad do ma pa 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 dad do dad do dad do dad do ma pa pa dad do dad do dad do dad do ma pa 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 dad do dad do dad do dad do ma pa pa dad do dad do dad do dad do ma pa 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 dad do dad do dad do dad do ma pa pa.
KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun, and we have a great lineup of songs tonight, including a co-write by yours truly and fellow songwriter Greg Connor. So hang on for that. That first song we heard tonight was called The Book Song by the Divers. And we got the CD from our Pioneer 90.1 staffer, Chris Cuppett. Goes back to 1994 by a Mankato group called The Divers. Now, admittedly, they have more CDs, but we just haven't gotten the newer ones from them. We'll have to send them a message on Facebook and plead and beg for newer CDs. But what a great song, The Book Song. Up next, Don Zeman. He attended high school in Oaks, North Dakota, and college at the University of Idaho. Now, he lives in Bemidji. Googling, we discovered that every Tuesday afternoon, Don performs with a group of music lovers at The Cabin Coffee House in downtown Bemidji for a jam session, rightfully and jokingly named Ruby Tuesday. This next song comes from Don's CD titled Places You Wander, and the song is called Gypsy Girl.
Gypsy Girl, shiny girl. Smile. She caught me unaware. She came into lot to find. Men like me just seem to drift along the tides of time. I don't know why she went, I only know she came to love me, and then she was gone again. Gypsy girl, shining eyes, flowing hair, mysterious smile. She made me laugh, she made me cry, taught me how to love without asking why. Reasons don't seem to matter now, it's all the same to me. She touched me with her laughter, loving wild and free. Tears I cried are gone now, but water on the wind. But after all this time, those memories remain of the gypsy girl with shining eyes, flowing hair, mysterious smile. She made me laugh, she made me cry, taught me how to love without asking why.
Great song by Don Zeman from Bemidji. Up next, Ben Hoganson from the Twin Cities. And he's more specifically from St. Paul and describes himself as a singer-songwriter perfect for coffee houses, wine bars, and similar atmospheres. Yours truly had the pleasure of hearing Ben sing at Ginkgo Coffee House in St. Paul a couple years ago. And we featured him last August at the Amper's booth at the Minnesota State Fair. And I'm going to stop there. If you're wondering if we're going to do that again this year, well, KSRQ has Thursday, August 30th at the State Fair. We have not made firm decisions yet as to who's going to be there. Yours truly has been asked, and if so, we will do some interviewing of songwriters. So stay tuned for some news on that. Back to Ben, though. Ben is also performing with a three-piece group called Scattered to Broken, and we look forward to them recording and passing on a CD to us here at Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Ben Hoganson with Ash to Ash, Memento Mori.
Stand a shifted plan, a preaching from tradition. You should know, though I go, we are one in mission. Ash to ash, memento mori. To God be all the glory. Leave behind the stained glass window pane of Peter rescued from the sea. Ash to ash, memento mori. verses 1 through 3.
Songwriter here on Minnesota Homebrew. His name is Doug Milloway. He's from Avon, Minnesota, where he records at his Blind Owl Studios and is a mentor to many, many young songwriters. This is just one of many songs Doug has sent me this year. It's titled Yellow Car. And I'd like to also mention that Doug performs with buddy Wayne Hamilton in a group called Two Tone. And if you're down in Sartell, Minnesota right now, Thursday, July 19th, stop by the House of Pizza there on 1733 Pinecone Road South, 6:30 to 9:30. Hear Two Tone. Here's Doug Milloway with Yellow Car.
She wanna be a movie star.
She wanna be a movie star.
And Annie, she drives really fast.
And Annie, she drives really fast.
She wanna grow up dead last. Got no time for red lights.
Got no time for red lights.
Future's looking pretty bright.
Future's looking pretty bright.
What she thinking is plain to see. I want you all to notice me. And all her friends are telling her she's gotta come on down. And all her friends are worried that she's gonna hit the ground. And only time will tell if she's living right or wrong. I think she's gonna be this world whole life long. Yeah, yeah. Well, Annie bought some red shoes.
She got nothing left to lose.
And Annie's dancing all night through.
And Annie's dancing all night through.
She got her crazy eyes on you. Got no time for slowing down.
Got no time for slowing down.
The world is spinning round and round.
The world is spinning round and round.
And what she thinks is plain to see. I want you all to notice me. And all her friends are telling her she's gotta come on down. And all her friends are worried that she's gonna hit the ground. And only time will tell if she's living right or wrong. I think she's gonna be this way her whole life long. That's right. And all her friends are worried that she's gonna hit the ground. And only time will tell she's living right or wrong. I think she's gonna be that way her whole life long, her life long. When he bought a yellow car, she wanna be a movie star. And Annie bought a yellow car, she just wanna be a movie star. And Annie bought that yellow car, she just wants to be a movie star. And Annie bought a yellow car, and she just wanna be a movie star.
Up next, Nikki and the Roommates. Comprised of Nikki Rue, Rich Rue, John Olson, and Jimmy T, the Roommates express some of America's great musical past through voice, guitar, and songwriting in their interpretations of classic female blues tunes, 60s-like electric guitar sounds, and the thoughtful, dreamy, sultry, unguarded lyrics that they write so well. In doing so, they have held their spot in an exceptional corner of Minnesota's musical landscape. Here's Nikki and the Roommates with New Bumblebee on MHB.
Don't sing nobody but me. crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, we haven't played anything by Ricky Stage in quite a while. Ricky's a multi-talented singer-songwriter who got his first guitar at age 14. 2 years later, he bought his first set of drums and joined a band called Cactus Wine out of Shakopee, Minnesota. Over the next 9 years, he played the Twin City music scene and even performed to, get this, 20,000 people at the old Met Center, backing up the Hager Brothers. Remember them? And Don Gibson for 2 days. In 1981, Ricky moved to Eureka, Wisconsin, gave up the drums, took on guitar and lead vocals, played in a group called Eureka Gold, touring nightly and at times twice on Sunday, all through the upper Midwest. And Ricky's guitar player was my very talented brother, Joe. So we're going to do a song. We're going to do the title song off of Ricky's first CD. It's called Get After It. You're listening to Homebrew.
The boys grew up near a small town with their friends and family. Country girls, country living is the only place to be. A Bucking Barrel in South Dakota rolled the bowl and got bucked off. Learned to rope like a cowboy on a legendary post. There's a man in every cowboy's dream that lives on. Life bucks you off and you get back on again. Ride the ride what God gives you, and you get after it, get it done. Get after it and get it done. Some time with the horses to get them ready for a show. Did their best they could do, cutting cows, raining too. They packed it up, it's time to go to the place, oh, they call home. Tomorrow, boys, we're baling hay. There's a man in every cowboy, a cowboy's dream that lives on. Life bucks you off and you get back on again. Ride the ride what God gives you, and you get after it. Get it done, get after it, get it done. There's a man in every cowboy, a cowboy's dream that lives on. Life bucks you off and you get back on again. Ride the ride what God gives you, and you get after it. Get done, get after it. Get done, get after it. Get done, get after it. Get done.
drawing inspiration from John Prine, Willie Nelson, Sturgill Simpson, and Jason Isbell, Jake Jones blends the stylings of Americana, country, rock and roll, and blues, forging a sonic print that is distinctly unique and yet immediately familiar. His third release, One Horse Town, parades his growth as a rising songwriter and musician. You can find him at www.jakejonesmusic.com. And this tune is titled High Noon.
I paid the debt that I owe, but they're taking me away now, where I don't know. I got a funny feeling this is the end of the road. I can't remember what it is I bought that was back in September, long before that first frost. And it's been a long winter, but soon the lilies will bloom. They're gonna hang me high come noon. Yes, I am a sinner on a throne of broken hearted women and forgotten folk. But there's blood in the water, Lord, I can't come clean. May the Son and the Father have mercy on me. I can't remember where it all the river where I heard the silent song. Lord, it's been a long winter, but soon the lilies will bloom. They're gonna hang me high come noon. Down at the river where I heard the siren song. Lord, it's been a long winter, soon the lilies will bloom. They're gonna hang me high come noon. Oh, hang me high and cut me loose.
Minnesota Homebrew. Sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Just gets weirder and weirder. This comes from July 16th, 2018 online, chronicle.newspaper.com.
com.
Move over wine slushies.
Move over
New
wine
Yorkers
slushies.
Will soon be
New Yorkers will soon be allowed
beer,
to purchase
ice cream.
Beer,
a new state
ice
law
cream.
Will authorize
new
the sale
state law
of ice cream made with cider,
cider
or beer.
Made with cider
the measure
or beer.
Will require
the frozen
will
products to contain
no more than 5%
alcohol.
No more than 5%
prohibit sales to anyone younger
sales
than 20.
Anyone younger than 20.
New York has allowed the sale of wine ice
cream
the sale of wine ice cream for
lawmakers
voted
earlier this year to add beer and cider ice cream to the list
in an effort to take advantage
in an effort to take advantage of consumer
interest.
Sponsor Republican
the bill sponsor
Senator
Republican
James
Seward
James
says the
Seward
product
says by
new
two of New York's leading
two of New York's
dairy,
leading
industry
locally
dairy,
produced beer
and locally produced
and
beer
cider
so
and
there you
cider.
Have it beer
so there you have it
ice
beer,
cream
ice cream
yum
yum.
Here's a tune by folk artist
Jerry
artist
Esno
Jerry Esno
and this one's titled Do You Have a Place
this one's titled Do You Have a Place
you're listening to
for
me.
Minnesota
homebrew
Minnesota homebrew music show.
Speak to me, my love, and tell me who you are. Your tears I've seen before, they've traveled much too far. I'd like to feel your peace of mind. I'd like to see you free. There is a place in my heart that is yours. Do you have a place for me? Feel the warmth within, knowing all is well. To sing to you, my friend, there is so much to tell. I'd like to feel your peace of mind. I'd like to see you free. There is a place in my heart that is yours. Do you have a place for me? And so here we are, everyone the same. If I can hear your heart, if I can ease the pain, I'd like to feel your peace of mind. I'd like to see you free. There is a place in my heart that is yours. Do you have a place for me? Do you have a place for me? Do you have a place for me?
Through the weeks, we've been playing songs from Holly Henry's new CD titled King Peyton. And if you've forgotten, Holly Henry was on The Voice several years ago, and she got eliminated, but I thought she should have won the whole thing myself. She's from the Twin Cities, and this song titled Joan of Arc. Here's Holly Henry.
I call upon Joan of Arc, her torch above lighting the dark. I call
walking through. We the ones who bury the world, rejuvenate and all be new. We the ones who carry the world, eliminate the path worth walking through. We the ones who bury the world, rejuvenate and all be new. We the ones who carry the world, eliminate the path worth walking through. We the ones who bury the world, rejuvenate and all be new.
Well, I have my place on the wall of saints, oh, cause I've seen her face. Virgin Mary's grace has led me home. Will I be carved in stone, sit on the 12 thrones, oh, will they save my bones?
Well, folks, now we're going to have some fun. A week or so ago, Greg Connor sent me the lyrics to a song that he was stumped on finding the proper melody for. So I got to working, and I told him that I think in 7 minutes or less, I had the melody for the verses, the chorus, and the bridge, and I reworked the lyrics a little bit, maybe a total of 10, 12 minutes. And I know what you're going to say. Oh, well, it sounds like that. But no, the song is titled Pop, capital P-O-P. And it's all about getting just a little zest in your life. And I came down to the studio, brought my guitar, and recorded it. Very simple recording. No accoutrements. But for your listening pleasure, here's Pop, and Greg and I have decided we're going to start to do some co-writing together, and I'm going to feed him some melodies to which I can't find the right lyrics to, so this is going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, here's Pop by yours truly and Greg Connor.
Don't you worry about the bigger things, you'll always get by. Take a look at what the morning brings, a beautiful sky. Playing it safe won't get you anywhere. A little bit of pop makes it worthwhile. As you're on your way, just do it in style. Add a little pop, then I think you'll see life can be a wealth of possibility with just a little pop. Little things help you make it through, if only you'll try. Add some flair to the things you do, don't ever be shy. Possibility with just a little pop. Zip, sing, anything is worth a try. Kiss your blues goodbye, jazz it, possess it, stazz it up, and you'll discover a little bit of pop makes it worthwhile. As you're on your way, do it in style, add a little pop, then I think you'll see life can be a wealth possibility with just a little pop. Just a little pop.
You know something, folks? I think that we should have a regular songwriting challenge on Minnesota Homebrew. So I'm going to bounce this off some of my songwriting friends in the Minnesota Association of Songwriters and figure out just exactly how to do that. So next week, we will start our first songwriting challenge, and we'll give The songwriter is, let's give them a month on each challenge to come up with a song that matches either the theme, the title, something like that. And we'll have more news on that next week. She's a Minnesota-based songwriter and performing artist whose sincere, lyric-driven work has been called both brave and humane. The 2015 grand prize winner of the International New Song Music Performance and Songwriting Competition, Rachel Kilgore, has been featured at New York City's Lincoln Center and by the ASCAP Music Cafe at the Sundance Film Festival. After a 2014 divorce, Rachel found solace in songwriting. Her CD, Rabbit in the Road, was born out of love, loss, betrayal, disorientation, and the profound sense of resilience that followed. From that CD, Rabbit in the Road, here's Rachel Kilgore with Deep Bruises. You're listening to MHB.
Always do. You keep walking down the same old path, expecting a different view, but honey, no one's as predictable as you. You go to blame the siren song. You're so quick to profess your love, a moment's certainty, but honey, not everyone is as gullible as me. You go start again. You keep fighting loneliness with man after woman after man. You say forever I can mean something like you have never said it before, but honey, nobody believes your broken record anymore. Someone call the doctor.
So hard to caress, but it's soft and it's sweet and it sings nonetheless. So set me adrift in your big emptiness, into being and nothingness. Like your lover, your feelings of dread, like sugar plum fairies that dance in your head. You peel back the darkness, discard all the rest of this being and nothingness.
That, of course, was Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra, On Being and Nothingness. That was written by Eli Hain and Jason Helder. Time for one more song this evening. Here's The Wrong Omar with Zemblanity. And don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity, and we'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew. Thanks for listening.
I begged and pleaded, told you that I needed the two of us as friends. I did what I thought I needed. I set me free in the end. I promised you that you'd fall in love once more before the end. I guess it's the flip side of serendipity.
Serendipity. When I told you.